What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino, Kyle Krabs, and Chris Schubert from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Monday episode of the show. Today's podcast is brought to you by rockauto.com. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Kyle, happy Monday to you.
Hello, Joe. I have to ask you something non-football related to start the show, as is custom on the Monday show, which Chris, I'm sure, is very enthused about with us trying to stay on schedule here. What's the dumbest thing you did this weekend?
The dumbest thing I did?
Yeah, the dumbest, like, silly mistake around the house.
I feel like I'm being baited here.
No, it's transitioning into a me story because I did something more dumb than you did. I guarantee it.
Is it what we were talking about in the pre-show?
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with my Miami Dolphins full uniform that I received in the mail on Friday.
I don't know.
Did you do anything dumb?
No, I wouldn't describe anything I did this weekend as dumb. No.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what I did. Joe, you've been to my house. So you understand the flights of stairs that are involved, right?
Yeah.
So it was yesterday, late morning, finally getting around to having breakfast. And I get a thing of Greek yogurt out of the fridge and put all kinds of little things in there to spice it up a little bit, whatever. And I go to take it downstairs to my office. And in my other hand, I am looking at a text message I receive on my phone as I'm walking down the steps. And do you ever think you have an extra step?
Yeah.
And you hit the go step, mm-hmm. but it's not really there.
Yeah.
So I'm the first like three steps and then the landing. I hit the go step on that because I wasn't paying attention. And obviously your body hurls itself forward because you're expecting gravity to take over and for you to change your elevation. And my entire yogurt ended up on that wall, like smear, like a crime scene. I lost the whole thing.
But did Sophie help clean that up?
Yes, of course.
Thank God.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do without my dog as far as spilling stuff.
Dude, but especially with the baby, man. It's very, very clutch.
I do have to admit, though, just for full transparency, I did take my spoon and kind of like scrape it like I was spackling it off and like put it back in the the cup. And then I just ate I salvaged what I could.
Yeah. I never doubted that for a second, having
fully embarrassing myself on a Monday, but
Got to watch out for those ghost steps. They're a doozy. Groundhog Day, anybody? No.
But it feels like Groundhog's Day here on this episode of Draft Dudes, because we are building another Frankenstein's monster of perfect traits for an individual prospect. Today, our focus is on the interior defensive line. Objective 2018 to 2021 NFL drafts. You can only use a single prospect one time in the process. Objective TDN grades all 10 grades all prospects on all 10 traits that are unique to that individual position. So with our interior defensive line, our objective is to fill all 10 slots, not using repeats. Joe and I have had no correspondence on these lists.
Yeah.
I found this challenging, though. I don't know about you.
By far. These two are by far the hardest.
Okay, that makes me feel better because I really struggled a lot.
So if the analysis is a little slight, you'll know why. It's because this was really challenging.
And by the way, just when you say these two, the edge class is coming up later in the week. So you guys you've prepped ahead. We're only doing the interior defensive line on this show.
We're responsible and work ahead.
This is why Shuby's here.
For that's these just moments. Making sure that
the next thing you know, it's a megapod.
We're just doing interior defensive line. The edge is on Wednesday. I just want to make that particularly clear. Can I tell one quick story about what my week looks like here on a Monday?
Yeah,
we sit here and sometimes we record these episodes Sunday night. Sometimes we record them the morning of. Just depends on all of our schedules. So as we sit here on a Monday recording the show, my phone is telling me, and you guys know how early we record these shows, there is going to be an excessive heat warning all week this week.
Oh, no.
118 degrees.
Oh, shoot.
Don't leave the house.
So I'm going to see this chair that I'm in now. When the live stream later, when we do the live stream on Monday, I will still be in this chair. I will not have left here all day. I have a fan, AC's blasting. But yeah, excessive heat warning all week here.
Can you give like the DoorDash guy your key and just have him walk into your room and just hand it directly to you so you don't even have to open up the door?
Yeah, we may have to consider that at some point.
What do you even set your thermostat to? When you're dealing with 118,
right?
Well, so here's the thing: is I had family members that work in the HVAC industry, and they've often said to me, HVAC systems are only designed to decrease the temperature in the house by 20 degrees less than it is outside. Now, nobody plays by those rules. Let's be honest, right? I mean, mine's set at 68 year round, pushes 100 all the time.
Can confirm your house is very cold.
Yours is very hot.
The lowest that we go here in this house is 76 at night.
Oh, unreal.
76.
I would prefer it to be lower, but it's not just me making the decision.
Never
here.
Go to Chris's house.
Yeah, no, please don't do that. Okay, interior defensive line, 10 traits. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Trait number one, first step explosiveness is the first trait that we will discuss. As always, I give you guys a countdown, 3, 2, 1. On the E and one, you name the player. And I think we said all the rules, 2018 to 2021 draft.
No repeats.
Player once. Okay, good. We've got all of the,
got it.
The formalities out of the way. So first step explosiveness, 3, 2, 1.
Milton
Ross Blacklock.
Okay. One thing that was requested of me is that we say what school these players went to. So Milton Williams, defensive lineman, Louisiana Tech.
Class of 2021.
Class,
you might as well give the year at this point.
Yeah, I don't know the
full yearbook style.
I'll try. I don't know if I'm going to get them all right. I thought you were going to pick this one too. He's an elite athlete, right? Like,
he is.
Not. I don't want to take this to a weird place, but he is as athletic as what his comparables were, like Aaron Donald, Taven Bryan, and Geno Atkins.
Yeah, those are like top three mock draftable comps.
Unbelievable quickness. And I mean, I hated so much of the way they used him, a lot of times having to defend multiple gaps, some five technique work in an odd front. But when he was able to unleash and pin his ears back and shoot gaps, unbelievably quick. And so I think, you know, obviously he's not the biggest defensive tackle, but that quickness is going to give him a chance to make plays in the NFL.
So I passed on Milton because like his usage really didn't reflect that. Like mm-hmm. I could point to the athletic testing and make a very strong case. But I thought about like who had a really dynamic first step on tape. And it's Ross Blacklock, defensive tackle, TCU, 2020 NFL draft, the 40th overall pick. So he's coming off his rookie season in Houston at 14 tackles and nothing else. But the sky was the limit there as far as he was real lean, almost like a Levi Onwuzurike type from this year's class, 290 pounds. And he was just super, super twitchy on the inside. So that was the first name that came to my mind when I was thinking about this strike zone of prospects. As who had the best first step on tape. So I went with the tape on this one instead of the true athletic testing.
Next trait up, flexibility is the next trait. 3, 2, 1.
Ed Oliver.
Oh, Houston, defensive tackle, 2019?
2019, yes.
His agility scores, 4.22 in the short shuttle, 7.15 in the three cone. That was probably my funnest part about watching him at Houston. And I remember being at against Navy. I saw him against East Carolina.
Yeah. And all Navy did was cut him all game. I was pissed.
Yeah. I messed up.
Come on, guys. Jerks.
That's the option. I remember being at the East Carolina game and I was talking to an NFL scout and we were just like marveling at just his ability to twist and torque and like work around the edges of blocks. I mean, super slippery around the edges of blocks. And so, I mean, his body composition helps with that, you know, but
for sure,
he's super flexible.
And I'm not going to beat the horse to death here, Ed Oliver. I guess pun intended, right? Because Ed's a big horse guy, right?
Big horse guy.
You know, it came out and then I realized, oh, there's a possible like dad joke here. So I'm not going to reiterate, I should say, anything that Joe brings to the table. Ed Oliver, flexibility, no brainer.
Trait number three, hand counters is your third trait up here. 3, 2, 1.
Quinnen
Vita Vea.
Okay.
Okay, let me go. So Vita Vea, defensive tackle, Washington Huskies, 12th overall pick, class of 2018. I knew I had to get Vita Vea on here somewhere. It was a non-negotiable for me. He had so many rare, unique qualities on tape. But the thing that stuck out to me is usually you watch the guys who are 347 pounds, and really all they do is just stack things up on the inside. They two-gap, and then they get off the block if they try and run to either adjacent gap. Vita Vea had some really impressive counters and shucks, and he also had some pass rush counters. So a little bit more juice than what you would expect, and he had to have that, right? Because obviously he ran 5'1 at 347 pounds, like a rare athlete. But you're going to have a real hard time if you're really one-dimensional on the inside at that size and that stature. So Vita Vea's ability to be a more multifaceted player was really what made him rare and made him a good choice with the 12th overall pick for the Bucks. That's why I went that direction here.
I had Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle, Alabama. He's the 2019 NFL draft, current New York Jet. And his glow up was incredible in 2018 at Alabama. I've said this before, like we overuse the term unblockable. Quinnen Williams was unblockable in 2018, and it was because of how good he was with his hands. I'm not a big stats guy in terms of tackles, but the guy had 71 in 2018, 19 and a half tackles for loss, and that speaks to his ability to get off contact with his hands and finish and make plays. And so Quinnen Williams, we started to see him really come on this past year with the Jets, and for such a young man to have – I mean, that's the Alabama thing, right? They're all good with their hands at Alabama. Quinnen was just what made Quinnen different than all the other great defensive tackles at Alabama was how good he was at clearing contact and finishing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and the UFC. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get in the game. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Hand power, your next trait.
Heavy
to discuss.
Hands. Who's got them?
3, 2, 1.
Javon Kinlaw.
Oh,
okay. So Javon Kinlaw, South Carolina, 2020 NFL draft, 14th overall pick. Kinlaw had a big jump his final year at South Carolina, but the part of his game that was always a no-brainer was just how stout he was at first contact. Now, whether or not he landed his punch first before that final year that really helped catapult his stock was a different story. But when I think Javon Kinlaw, I think of stopping power, and he's got almost 35-inch arms. So could have been a candidate here for length. Joe, I don't know if you went that way or not, but that amount of power that he's able to manufacture with those long levers and to have a rapid punch is a really impressive blend, and what it ends up producing is a guy who will just jolt you when he hits his hands.
Dexter Lawrence, defensive tackle, Clemson, 2018, if I'm not mistaken. No, he's 19.
19.
Yeah, current New York Giant. I felt like Dexter Lawrence was my Vita Vea. Like you were saying, you had to find a place for Vea.
Yeah.
Lawrence was that guy for me because, dude, he was unnecessarily slandered during the pre-draft process. Wasn't he like people just had this thought that he was just this fat nose tackle that couldn't play? And that's just not the case. And
a true trailblazer for the likes of Derek Brown, I'll tell you.
Right.
You didn't hear any of that for Derek Brown. You heard it for Dexter Lawrence every day of the week and twice on Sundays.
It was unreal. It was like, what did Dexter Lawrence do to these people's families? I don't understand. But part of what makes him such an effective player is those powerful hands. And, you know, that showed up right away. I think, you know, for all the fanfare that 2019 defensive tackle class had, I mean, Dexter has been like from day one, maybe the best. I mean, honestly,
at least the most consistent,
right? When you look at the whole body of work, rookie, yeah. You know, the whole thing. Dexter Lawrence, hand power, Clemson.
Nice call, run, Jill.
Run defending your next trade up. 3, 2, 1.
Derek
Nottie. Derek Brown. Oh, I thought we were going to have it.
When you heard me say Derek.
Yeah, I got all excited.
So I got Derek Nottie, defensive tackle, Florida State, 2018 draft class, Kansas City Chief. Dude was a damn tank, man. Like, just didn't get moved. Like, did not get moved. And, you know, obviously he's not lauded for being this super explosive or athletic guy, but I watched him pretty in depth at Florida State, and I remember him getting up and down the line of scrimmage as well to kind of string out some of those zone plays and stay in his gap. And he's stout and he processes very cleanly. He embraces what it means to defend the run. A lot of times being a defensive tackle, it's not necessarily, you know, stack a block, disengage, tackle behind the line of scrimmage. It's about, you know, making sure that the second level is able to trigger and get downhill and do your 111th and occupy space and blocks and all that type of stuff. I just think he's a total package when it comes to run defense.
Okay, so Derek Brown was my choice. Derek Brown was a top 10 choice for the Carolina Panthers in the 2020 NFL draft from the University of Auburn. And my case for Derek Brown, who is 6'5", 325 pounds, simply comes down to the fact that the man had 31.5 tackles for loss over his final three seasons with the Auburn Tigers program. That, for a 325-pound man, is an obscene amount of production in opposing teams' backfields. He threw guys around. I mean, he manhandled people on the interior. And his presence, what was it, Joe? The LSU game for him
unreal.
That year was unbelievable.
Yep.
I mean, he was a one-man wrecking crew in that game alone, and it was just an absolute delight to watch him play. So, Derek Brown, my answer for a run-defending trait filled for this exercise.
Effort / motor is your next trait.
This was the easiest one for me.
I thought so too, but I don't know if we're going to have the same answer here.
We should.
3, 2, 1.
Christian
Neville
Wilkins.
Gallimore.
Good choice. I'll go on Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle, Clemson.
This is how hard this exercise was.
In 2019 Miami Dolphins current player. Christian, we watch a ton of Christian Wilkins. He was there for a while at Clemson, and
he was relentless.
It's not just the way he plays the game, because obviously he brings it on every single snap. He's urgent in pursuit. Like, he never revs down the motor. It's his enthusiasm for football. It's his enthusiasm for life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's being on the field goal team. It's being on the offense from time to time.
Yeah, and short yardage units.
Dude, he just loves it, man. Like, one of those people that just is charismatic and you know you want to be around him. And as a teammate, you know you love that guy because he's never going to let you down when it comes to effort. And that's all you can ever ask out of somebody. And so getting a chance to see him and his body language and his energy on the sideline and to see that show up for Miami. And I he's a player that I really, really like. And it's because of how hard he plays.
One of my favorite things about Christian is he still plays, or at least he has as of, I think, 2019. I don't remember if he did this past year off the top of my head or not, on the field goal unit. So
for
every
the Dolphins?
Yeah, so every time they score a touchdown, he comes sprinting onto the field and gets in. And if you aren't paying attention and you're watching the TV broadcast and they cut to something else or an instant replay and they come back and they get the celebration in the end zone, Christian Wilkins is always amongst the guys that are celebrating in the end zone. And you're like, was he on the field? Like, he's always there. So that's just a really good embodiment of that trait specifically of Wilkins that you mentioned. But
you said sprint. Hold on. I got to sneak in a reference here for Shuby. John Rocker. Do you remember John Rocker coming from the bullpen?
I know who
to the
John
mound?
Rocker
Dude,
is.
Dude, what a reference this is.
When you say sprint, like a dead sprint, like in a moment where it's just completely not necessary.
That dude, his number got called. That bullpen door swings open. Boom, he's making a beeline.
He was like the bull on like the bull riding stuff. The door swings open, and it's like he opened it with his head with a full sprint behind him.
He was one of the original like sports heels that like if you weren't a fan of that team, you hated like watching John Rocker. Like you just hated him.
Yeah. So my choice was Neville Gallimore. Fun fact, Joe, Neville Gallimore drafted twice the NFL and CFL drafts. Bet you didn't
was
know
he?
Did you? Yes.
No, I didn't know that. Thank you for the
He was drafted earlier in the NFL draft than he was in the CFL draft.
Is that because of rights and like you don't want to throw away
a
pick?
Yeah, okay. I would assume it's kind of like, yeah, gotcha. He's always just going to he's going to be in the NFL.
But if he stays,
right. I don't remember who they were playing. All I remember is watching Neville Gallimore on one specific play, literally run what looked like an obstacle course, trying to chase down a quarterback scrambling. And like, he must have ran 45 yards within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage to try and chase this down. And you watched Gallimore as a pass rusher, man. And he never gave up. He was always bending back, always peeling back, always doubling back into the pocket, trying, if he gets pushed past the peak, he's trying to work back across the face and come back downhill and chase stuff down. But it was that one individual play for me. And I wish for the life of me, I could remember who it was against, but I'm watching Gallimore in this game. And he is just the Energizer Bunny out there. And that play specifically has always stuck with me whenever I think about effort and hustle for interior defensive linemen, because he gave it everything he had. And he ended up chasing it down and making a play. So Neville Gallimore, Oklahoma.
Football IQ, your next trait up. 3, 2, 1.
Deron Payne.
Payne.
Really?
There it is.
Alabama, 2018. Current Washington football team player.
13th overall pick. A lot of first round picks here in this exercise. I mean, you played at Alabama, right? Joe, you talked about how good almost all of the Alabama, I'd say almost all the Alabama guys, right? Because Raekwon Davis coming out was somewhat of a question mark as far as getting off of blocks and playing too high and all that kind of stuff. But almost every Alabama interior defensive line prospect coming out is so well regarded because they are so polished right off the jump. They've been pros for a few years because of the way the Alabama program preps guys for the next level. Deron Payne, the correct answer, apparently.
Yeah, technically refined, understands how blocking schemes are trying to attack him, how to respond in his run fit, good hands, good extension skills, just a technically refined football player. Need to tell you guys about Built Bar. It's the best tasting protein bar ever. So many amazing flavors. I probably had about 15 of them this weekend. Kyle probably had 31 of them.
No comment.
But that's because they're delicious. They're all delicious. They're all covered in 100% chocolate. Soft and easy to chew. It's like eating a candy bar. If you want to eat something that is delicious but also good for you, check out Built Bars. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. And great for anyone on the keto diet. Got a deal for you. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. RockAuto.com is a family business that's been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, Prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why would you spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure you write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need over at rockauto.com.
Can I continue making obscure references on the show today?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a theme. We might as well.
Either of you guys fans of the television program Bar Rescue?
I've seen this.
Yeah. So you've seen the show. So okay,
I've consumed the program. Yeah.
Okay. So then I'm going to land this joke then. When I count down 3, 2, 1, I feel like I'm John Taffer after they've remodeled the bar and he's telling everybody to turn around to see the bar. Like, that's what it feels like when I count down. I feel like it's building to like this big crescendo. And then you guys just say two names and it's not as whatever. Never mind.
No, one man should have all that power, Chris.
Exactly. Lateral mobility is your next trait up. So far, you have been the same on two players so far.
10 out?
Yeah. Yes.
We're not going to be the same on the next two either. Because Joseph's already used my next two selections.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
We've got one more opportunity for an overlap.
Okay. So it's going to come down to the last trade then.
It is. Yeah.
I think we might get it. Oh, we'll see. All right.
Lateral mobility. 3, 2, 1.
Javon
Quinnen Williams.
All right. Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle, South Carolina. Thanks. 20? Was he the 20 draft?
Yes.
San Francisco 49er. You know, it's here's why I pick Kinlaw. Number one, I wanted to include him. And there's probably better answers in terms of true lateral mobility. But at 6'5", 324, it's the lateral mobility. It's his ability to reduce his upper half, work around blocks, you know, play down the line of scrimmage, that type of thing at his size that really popped for me and why I picked Kinlaw.
I chose Quinnen Williams because the dude was like a cat. So light on his feet. And he was... Saban doesn't always let a guy off the leash and be like attack mode, right? I mean, a lot of what they do is gap control up front. But you got a talent like Quinnen, and you just let him loose. And whether he's crashing down into gaps, whether he's scraping down the line of scrimmage and chasing stuff down off the backside, whether he's, you know, kind of L-stepping out of his blocks to get into an adjacent gaps off the snap, just freakish nimbleness for a player of his size and stature. And obviously that's how he ends up being the number two overall pick in the NFL draft to Chris Schubert's New York Jets. So, yeah, Quinnen Williams, I'm not going to name schools. We already did it. So you've heard the names already. Quinnen Williams, if you don't know, now you know.
Trait number 9 here for us here. Core functional strength. Sorry, I just had a brain cramp and just couldn't read the word.
Core strength / functional strength.
3, 2, 1.
Dexter Lawrence. Yeah, these are good choices. These are both brick houses, right?
Yeah.
Two true nose tackles. I think that what made them both first round selections is that they were both unique in their athleticism and their ability to be more versatile and do more. But I mean, these are two 325, 330, 340 in Dexter's case, pound mans who just, they own the line of scrimmage. Both of them did, no question. So Joe, a lot of the reason why you picked him for functional strength was the reason why I picked him for run defending was just how stout Derek Brown was up front.
Same thing, right? Like you had Derek Brown earlier and the exercise, you know, there's a couple of different spots. Yeah. You could put him. You're not moving this guy. And he's got an interesting frame. Like you definitely know where he is on the field, but like it's how he exchanges power. But like, even if he has to bow his back and he doesn't even have like leveraged hips, he's still tough to move.
Right.
Derek Brown, man, and the way he overwhelmed SEC blockers, you know, I really appreciated just so much about what he did at Auburn. And, you know, he'll be a core player for the Panthers for a long time.
Here we go. Trait number 10, versatility.
Last chance for a match here.
Last chance for a match.
I think it'll happen.
Okay. Joe is confident. Kyle, your confidence level?
Like a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Oh, we got a weird one here.
All right, okay. This should be good.
No, I think there's a chance this is a match, but I just don't want to assume. You know what happens when you assume.
So that's very fair. Versatility. Three, two, one.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Yes. Go ahead.
So thinking about him at Mississippi State 2019 draft. The thing with him is versatility, the way I used it is playmaking ability against the run and pass. And even at Mississippi State, he would play sometimes in the A gaps, sometimes in the B gaps. For Tennessee, he'll play some five tech for them. So he could play all up and down the line of scrimmage. He's a playmaker against the run and pass. That's versatility, right? Like there's right. no role that's outside of his, you know, wheelhouse for executing at a high level.
And then you really compound that with, it doesn't matter whether you're running single gap, two gap, gap control, penetration, like he's going to fit anything you want to run up front. So that kind of universal, obviously there was the injury there that kind of hurt his stock a little bit. And it was pretty amazing that he came back as early as he did in his rookie season, but his ability to fill any role in any alignment, in any style of defense, is about as versatile as you could possibly hope for. So, yeah, Jeffrey Simmons, Mississippi State, are both of our choices for versatility.
My concern with Simmons this coming year is that because he's so versatile, he's going to play a lot of nose. Because Tennessee did not replace Daquan Jones.
Right.
And they have Laryl Murchison. They have Denico Autry, who could play kind of that five tech role.
They have a couple more guys that are B gap yes. guys, but do they have another A gap guy?
No. They signed Daylon Mack. Daylon Mack's not going to be that guy.
Hey, don't be nice. I like Daylon coming out.
Listen. I want to see Simmons getting after it.
Well, I guess the good news is you should be able to find that guy off the street. And you I should. Think you'd be doing him a disservice to not find somebody off the street to take that for early downs to play in the, if you want to play Jeffrey Simmons in on the nose on third and eight, be my guest.
Sure. Yeah.
But not on first and 10.
Right. Sign Mike Pennell.
Right. Any number of guys.
Right.
You could sign yourself up for more Draft Dudes this week by hitting subscribe on the podcast feed. We hope you guys consider joining us on the live stream tonight as well. You can also hit subscribe on that. The YouTube channel, youtube.com, The Draft Network. We have Takes on Takes and Would You Rather this evening. We have our Super Bowl prediction for our first way too early run through the 2021 schedule prediction, which will then ultimately culminate with our first 2022 mock draft. That is on Thursday. So lots to look forward to on the live stream program. And also here on Draft Dudes, we also have building the perfect edge defender on Wednesday. We have the ultimate AFC West roster tomorrow. So lots to look forward to. We hope to see you. Kyle Krabs, Joe Myrna, Chris Schubert. Thanks as always for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.